Michael?
Yes.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Great. So this is Michael Curley, who is the, I guess your is your official title general manager at
Yes,
Steinmart?
that's what we're
Okay.
listening.
Michael's been a longtime friend of mine for, gosh, we've been together now hanging out for what, 7 years? Six years?
Yeah, 6, 7 years. Feels like
So
20, but it's 6 or 7, I think.
Michael is a good friend, and we have some fun and some meetings that we attend together. And he is the Steinmart guru at the Railway Center, in charge of all the fun that takes place over there in that store. Am I
We
right
give it
to
a
say that?
shot. Yes, sir. We certainly try.
So
Our customers make it easy on us.
that's a great line right there. You should use that in a newspaper ad or something like that.
Yes, sir. I'm writing it down as we speak.
So I'm going to ask some questions about you and your business and marketing, things like that, and just share with the people that are listening. Try to educate and inform people about maybe some best practices, some secret tips, things like that. So I'll start with asking you, how long have you been with Steinmark?
Well, almost 24 years now.
Oh my gosh. That's
Yeah, I'm old.
you are a guru.
I am old.
I didn't say old, I said you're a guru.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh,
I think that's
the
good,
guru.
right? Gurus? Yeah, they're good. They're
Yeah.
good people.
I guess gurus
Depending on
tend
the
to be
topic.
old anyway.
Well, I don't know how you can be if you're not at least seasoned,
Yeah.
with something.
So what's your background? Is your background in retail, or did you get started with retail out of college? How did that take place?
Well, yeah, not to bore your listeners so quick. Pretty much been in retail-oriented, customer service-oriented businesses since I graduated. I got my MBA in '75, joined the Eastman Kodak Company in the CERT Consumer Products Division. Was with them a couple years, and then I moved on into a retail organization, the May Company, and I've been involved pretty much with buying. Product categories around the world. Since then, joined Steinmark 24 years ago in the store management operations end of the business. Went through Associated Dry Goods and May Company and a couple of different retailers during that crazy phase where they were in and out of business. And it's changed a lot, obviously, but in a nutshell, that's what I've done since 1975.
That's great. That's great. And you've obviously been successful and done well at it. So I commend you, sir.
Yeah, I think so. A lot of good opportunities and companies and support, so it's all part of the process. But yeah, it's I've enjoyed it.
That's great. So in our meetings, we have some pretty fun discussions about marketing, and you always have some great ideas and some great opinions. What can you share with me, like an idea for marketing that has been really worthwhile or beneficial to your company or to you? What's a good idea
Well,
for
you and
marketing?
I have had these discussions many times. I think the most important thing you have to realize is identifying what you can control. And the rest of the stuff is noise. And you can control the environment that your customer experiences more effectively than you can anything else. And so we really try to create an environment where shopping is fun. It's got to be, to me, it's got to be fun. Any of us go out and buy items or shop, we're having fun. And if we can play upon that, spending our money is supposed to be fun. Sometimes it's on needs, sometimes it's on things we don't need. But we want to enjoy the experience. To me, that starts the minute they walk in the store. We try to greet everybody. Now, we did this long before I ever worked for Steinmart. It's something that we've always embraced. And interacting with the customer and servicing the customer and being attentive to what the customer's looking for. Can't always solve it, but you can at least be attentive, is 99% of the battle. I think more so in this day and age than ever. So that's the number one thing we focus on. And it really is the only thing we can have complete vertical control.
That's great. Good answer, man.
Well,
I love it.
Well, thank you, sir. I practice a lot. There is this book out there that has, I'm dating myself, but I visited this fish market in Seattle during my tenure in retail. This is more the buying end, merchandising end, than the store operation end. But there's a fish market in Seattle. And a whole philosophy of what made that fish market so successful became a subject of review. It came up with the fish philosophy. There are several books out there that are dedicated to this philosophy. And it all has to do with the importance of customer interaction. But it's called the fish philosophy. It's nothing that Mike created. But I just like the overall philosophy of doing business. This has happened to do with selling fish. It really doesn't matter.
That's great. I'll check that out.
It's a good book. It's a good book. There's actually a couple of books, Fish Philosophy.
Okay, cool. So next question I have is, have fun with this one. What's your favorite place to shop besides your own store?
I'm not.
We have
much,
to say, your own store is, of course, your favorite place.
Oh,
but what's
yeah.
your second?
Well, I think, in all honesty, and I've been in every kind of retail you can think of, and we've sold everything from around the world in the various department stores I've worked with. But there is no price is better than Stein Mart. And I know that because I've been in the business, and I love that aspect of it. But aside from that, I'm not much of a shopper. I competitive shop. I watch malls. I see what's going on. I watch people. But when I'm going to have fun shopping, it's usually in a resort type of area where there's all kinds of mom-pas and small company type stores. Stein Mart is one. We only have 260 around the country. But it usually provides something unique or different, whether it's the hammock shops in Myrtle Beach or the the strip centers and streets in St. Augustine or everything else in between. Those are fun. Those are unique. But my number one place, you just get me into any golf discount operation in the country, and I will spend hours.
Very good, very good. Next question I have is, if you were going to give advice to someone interested in a career in retail, what's the most important piece of advice you could give that person?
Wow. Well,
we're
in retail nowadays. Okay, insanity is a good trait to have. But in all honesty, I think you have to enjoy interacting with people in the public and have the kind of personality that is very flexible. You like constant change because there is nothing stagnant in retail. Day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. Heck, sometimes hour to hour. And you got to have the kind of personality that's always upbeat, positive, glasses always half full, three quarters full, even when it's only half full kind of thing, to enjoy that business.
Mm-hmm.
It is dynamic. It is volatile. It has its ups and downs as far as situations, feedback. The person with the right focus and attitude will be successful. Then you have to have a really good knowledge, whether it's attained at a formal level in a college degree or by experience working from the ground up, to understand how to manage a business. That's critical. And, you know, of course, then knowing your market, knowing your product, so you can gear that to your customer base.
Got it. That's great advice.
Made that
Thank
as quick
you.
As I could.
Yeah, no, that's the Reader's Digest version, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes. I don't get any royalties, damn it, but yes, it is.
What's your favorite thing about going to work every day, Mike?
What I just referred to. You
okay.
never know what you're gonna get into.
Like a box of chocolates.
You know, really, it really is. I prefer caramel covered, but you know, it's whatever's in the box. If I don't like it, I'll put it back and try something else. You know what I mean? But Yeah, and one of the things in this size store, which is not by any means giant department store, we probably average around 40,000 square feet, and a lot of department stores average, 250. But we do have a crew and a team, and developing and building that team and helping them develop and promote from within is part of the challenge that I enjoy and embrace every day. And so that's part of when you come to work. And having a great team is another thing that makes it so positive. So, it's constantly changing, constantly new challenges, opportunities, things to overcome, things to maximize and excel in. I really enjoy that.
Okay. Well, along those lines, I've got another good question for you here, I think. How do you keep employees motivated to provide great customer service?
You just hit on a
pet peeve of mine. Be careful, because this is going to be, mass beatings and, threats and things like that is probably not a good answer here. So
No. The only thing that does is hurt your hand. You know what I'm saying? Possibly your civil suit lawsuit. No. You hit on a pet peeve of mine or a philosophy of mine that I push.
Okay.
I don't think there's any manager in the world. Matter of fact, I know there isn't, that can motivate anyone. You cannot motivate me. I cannot motivate you to do one thing that you don't want to do. The only thing I can do is create an environment where people want to do, they want to pursue, they want to achieve a level and a standard and be part of a team. You create that environment, and you certainly do it by browbeating. That's your job as a manager. But as far as really motivating someone, give me a break. If anybody would sit back and think about that, they would realize that I'm not full of bull. You can't motivate anyone. You can support. You can train. You can create the environment in your store, again, just your store, for them to motivate themselves. And that's what you really want to do for a successful associate. You want them motivated. They can do that, and only they. Your responsibility is to create the environment for them to pursue that.
That's a juicy nugget right there. I like that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank
Very
you.
Good. Very
Appreciate
good.
The question. Great questions, by the way.
Cool. Well, I thought long and hard about these, let me tell you. Another topic of discussion that we talk about a lot on our meetings is Amazon. Share with us real quick. I know that we could go on about this for hours, but give me a 2-3 minute thoughts on Amazon. What are your thoughts?
Well, my first thought is I'm not the financial position of some of these major holders of Amazon stock that I wish I was. So the bad thing about Amazon is I didn't invest in it when it first came out. Other than that, I can't think of one thing bad about Amazon.
Right.
I really can't. It's part of the environment. It's part of the changing world economy. And you better embrace it because you can fight it all you want. You will lose.
Right.
So I think what Amazon is doing is not much different than what Walmart did 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I watch Walmart come into small communities and close out mom-and-pop shops. And it made me really frustrated. But it's the wave of the future. It's what's going on. It's part of the total environment. And
right.
So to me, Amazon is the Walmart of 30 years ago, except it's a different format. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We already know what's going on with brick and mortar. However, brick and mortar is going to be here long before you and I, what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a long time. 80-something percent of all purchasers still made brick and mortar. People enjoy that. They enjoy the experience. There's a place for everybody. Now, that being said, Steinmart was the first one, not me. I'm not Steinmart now. But we were the first discount retailer in the United States and currently one of the only ones that embraced e-commerce. We have our own e-commerce program. We've been doing it for 6-8 years. We're continuing to expand it and roll it out so customers can get Steinmart offerings online. And our online offerings are even broader than what we're able to carry in the 300 stores we have nationwide. So I guess the best thing I can say about Amazon is we're copying what they do to our extent. And I just think it's part of the total package. If you have brick and mortar but you don't have an online presence, then you're in a competitive disadvantage. Again, that's what the mom and pops are struggling with. And I think if we lose those, like we have in this great center of ours, that we're going to lose a dimension of retail experience that I personally enjoy, like I said before, whether they're located in Stein, in St. Augustine or Myrtle Beach. They're just fun to walk around and see. And I think you'll lose an aspect of retailing if everything would be a Walmart or everything would be an Amazon. But I think they bring another dimension. They certainly help an awful lot of manufacturers get a foothold with not the type of investment that they used to be. So it's an option for manufacturing and private entrepreneurs that develop a great idea but don't have the resources to market it in the traditional way. So, yeah, I'm a big proponent of Amazon.
Nice. Great answer. Man, I'm so glad I contacted you about this. These are fantastic answers. I knew you'd come through for me.
I enjoy the business, so I do a lot of reading. And I enjoy other people's opinions, unless they differ with mine, and then I don't care about them.
I can think of a few people that
differ
with you. So the last question for you is personal, and it is, when do you plan to retire?
Oh, I'm going to leave that up to the boss, my better half.
Gotcha.
Of nearly 30 years, you know.
Yeah,
she
that's
enjoys what
answer.
She's doing. She's in the financial end of the world, credit unions actually, which I highly tout as an alternative to banking traditions. But, you know, when she feels like it, I will. I enjoy my team and what I do too much just to want to retire to play golf. I will do that, but I'd say, if you're going to hold me to some answer, I'd say, you know, within the next couple of years. And fortunately, I'm in a position where I can kind of make that decision, you know, as soon as we're ready. But retiring and my wife's still working, and, you know, that has no interest in me for that. That's why I'm still doing this, because, I enjoy it.
Well, when that happens, I'll definitely miss our conversations and our time in meetings together. So,
well, I'm going to let you know first as far as the group goes. How about that?
Okay, fantastic. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking time to speak with me this morning. I appreciate your patience in trying to, you know, get together on this. And,
thank you for considering me as part of your input program.
Absolutely.
I'm actually flattered by that. Thank you very much.
Well, I just knew that, you know, as much fun as we have, and I know you have a wealth of knowledge and experience to share. And, again, I was right. You didn't disappoint. I appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay.
I won't be at the next meeting, but I'll see you at the one after that.
I will be at the next meeting, and I might not be at the meeting after that. But
okay.
I'm not sure. I'll let you know.
Vacations do dictate.
Yep, exactly.
All right,
so,
buddy.
Thanks again, Michael Curley from Steinmart. And again, this has been Triad Biz Chat, and we'll talk to you soon, Mike.
Thanks, Scott. See you soon.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.